Double dice.
Hey guys, welcome back to Double Dose.
Today we're going to get straight into our crazy stories of the week.
I'm excited for this one.
What have you got for me?
Okay, so this is a interesting one. So last week I went out with a few friends and I have recently decided not to drink.
Okay.
Not go out and not party and do any of that. So my friend asked me to go to the pav with her and I thought, I'm going to drive, have a couple drinks maybe.
Be sensible,
exactly. Be responsible. So I drive to the pav, I have a few drinks, I probably have five rosés in 4 hours, didn't have dinner or anything like that.
Okay.
you see where this is going? Anyway, everyone's like going crazy, getting drunk, whatever. I say, bye guys, I'm off, like, time to go home, 9:30, really okay. Early, really responsible, get in my car, have some water, sit there 15 minutes, chill out for a little bit, and like, yeah, I feel good, start driving home. There, it's like a 10-minute drive home, and I'm in like this really like rare stretch of Gold Coast, and I'm driving home, I've been in the car for 3 minutes, I just cross over some lights, and up ahead I see red and blue flashing lights.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know when you're sober and you see cop lights and you panic? There's that regardless of whether you've been drinking or not. I had that moment and then I had the, oh, wait, I have been drinking so I can't relax.
We could be in trouble.
I'm like, okay, I didn't eat dinner. And I'm like, okay, doing the math in my head, I'm like 5 drinks, 4 hours, technically on paper should be fine.
Yeah.
So I go through he pulls me aside, of course, let the guy in front of me through. I get pulled over and they test me. I blow over. 0.093, I think I was.
Okay.
And I'm thinking in my head, he's like, did you think you'd blow over? And I said, no. I was like, I can't believe him. What do you mean I'm over? He's like, it's fine. Like, relax. We're going to pull you in here. You're going to sit down for 20 minutes and then we'll retest you again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. So I sit down and I'm like stress messaging my friend. And he's like asking me about dinner. He was, thank God, this officer was so lovely. Like, he was genuinely the nicest guy ever. The girl next to me was getting booked by this absolute bitch. Like, she was being so mean.
Cops are so much worse to girls.
Yeah. And I was like, thank God for this guy. Like, I wish I remembered his name because he was a legend. But anyway, so sitting there, he's asking me questions. He's like, look, you didn't eat dinner. My wife's like you, quite petite. You got to eat dinner. Like, if you don't eat, your blood alcohol level is going to be higher. I'm like, okay, yep, I know. But he's like, you know, you could be all right. Just wait. Finally, I test again. I blow over again.
Oh, no.
0.078. So I'm only just over.
Just a little bit.
And he's like, you're in the lowest range, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's like talking to me and I'm like, tears just start streaming down my face.
Just can't help it.
I'm like trying to be a big girl, like hold myself together because I'm 26, like be a grown-ass woman. But I'm just so upset and so disappointed in myself and that I can't stop them. They're just like rolling down my face and I'm like sobbing. And he's like, it's okay. He's like, you know, it's really unlucky because we never test down here. We always test in surface. Like, we haven't been down here in like a year. I was like, I didn't need to know that. Like, you could have
tell me
that.
Tell me you're here every week.
Yes, literally. Anyway, so I'm like, what the hell are the chances of that? And then anyway, basically I have to go to court and he said I'll probably lose my license for like a month. And he was really nice because I was obviously so shocked by it all. And it wasn't intentional. And obviously, guys, drink responsibly. But yeah, it's just one of those things is like it happens to people. People don't realize that they're over, you know, they're over pour it at pubs and stuff like that. You don't realize that you've actually gone over the standard.
You don't know if it's actually a standard.
Exactly right. So
I think I'll be fine. I'll have something when I get home.
Yeah, exactly. I should have just had some chippies. If I just had some hot chippies, that would have been
fine. Or a slice of pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Something.
Regrets. Lesson learned. What about you?
My story is short and sweet, but it's very, very embarrassing.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
I don't know about you, but for some of my saucy content, I edit my photos on Instagram stories.
Like, oh my God, I know where this is going.
Like, to put a little emoji over it and, you know, cover what you don't want the subscribers to see straight away. Mm-hmm. So I was doing that and I was actually out with my sister going to dinner and the movie. So I was kind of needed to get this content out and I was in a bit of a rush and I'm editing some photos which were explicit. I was just trying to put a little emoji over it and cover it up and I pressed the wrong button. Instead of going save to device, I press add to story. And you know how on Instagram, sometimes if I don't know what happens, but like if someone's story is like glitching and it will keep coming up.
Oh my God, was that it happening?
It was doing that to one of my friends.
No.
So I've accidentally posted a story I shouldn't have posted in the first place.
Delete it straight away?
So it actually got taken down.
Oh, okay. So Insta kind of had you back a little.
Yeah, before I deleted it. So I knew that I did it and I'm trying to delete it, but I got the notification saying we've removed this content because it's
violation
against our guidelines, whatever.
Yeah.
And my friends are messaging me like, I think I had three people bring it up saying, oh, did you get hacked? Like, did you mean to post this?
And wait, I was
like,
three people saw that in that short time that it was up.
Well, three people that had the, you know, were close enough to me to tell me about it. So there's probably more people who have seen it.
Oh my God. That is crazy to think it got taken down straight away. And
yeah. So it actually got a violation straight away. So if my Instagram ever just doesn't show up, it's probably because of that story because it was full on.
Oh my God.
And yeah. One of my girlfriends is messaging me saying like, it's not going away. I keep refreshing and it's still there because it was doing that glitching thing and she could still see it like 40 minutes later. And I was like, this is amazing.
40 minutes. Well, that would have got a lot of views.
Yeah. So it wasn't showing up for me, but it's lots of people out there have got some free content.
Oh, well, it's good publicity.
And my sister, I don't talk to her about like all the, you know, details too much. She didn't see it. So I was with her.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm like panicking and she's sitting next to me in the movies and I'm like, what do I do?
Were in the movies, so she wasn't like on her phone.
I couldn't tell her. She had no idea. Okay. And I'm just like sitting there like, trying to sort it out without showing her.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my story.
That's crazy. All right, Caleb, what do you reckon?
I don't know. Because I just feel bad that you got caught, Annie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't think it's a wilder story.
Yeah.
No, I think, fair. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's two times in a row.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Taylor's a good storyteller. I'm so sorry. I get it. It's personal.
Well, you were crying. So.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I just feel bad.
So now you're making it worse by making
Yeah, I'm going to make it worse by giving you shots.
Okay,
and he's saying drink responsibly. And yeah, I have
to give you shots. It's also
that's
funny.
Not the right message. Thank you. I'm so excited. Not. All right. 2 out of 2.
I can't watch you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're going to have to bring the sauce next time and try and get me.
Yeah, I know. I'm really going to have to think about the next one.
I definitely came in hot with my two best stories, yeah, I think.
You really did. I'm going to have to get thinking.
Let's get into the sealed section.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about toxic friendships.
Oh.
I feel like everyone can relate to this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone's had the experience of having a toxic friend.
Especially in your 20s, I think.
Yeah. It's like a huge growth period, I feel, for most women, especially when it comes to friendships.
Like when you just leave school and you're 18, everyone's partying, you're all still friends, like, you know, you all keep together. But then once you hit like early 20s, I think everyone goes off on their own path.
Yeah. Especially because in school, you know, you're kind of forced to be with this group of people. So you kind of just pick the best available.
Yeah.
But when you leave school, you meet all these people that you actually get to choose who you want to be friends with. And I don't know about you, but like I had this interesting period sort of in my early 20s where I started to realize that my school friends were maybe not the best friends to me and that I was just keeping them around because they'd been in my life for so long.
Right. So I actually had a big falling out at schoolies.
Oh, really?
Not me personally, but my group sort of all fell apart at schoolie. So just graduated 2 months later, we're partying on the Gold Coast. And then, you always think like these three best friends are going to be together forever and then fell apart really, really quickly.
What happened?
I honestly think it was just alcohol fueled nonsense,
but
to be honest.
I feel like though sometimes when you're drinking, it kind of does – do let out your real emotions and you say things that you kind of mean sometimes.
Maybe. I'm glad that I wasn't right in the thick of it though.
Yeah.
I was underage at schoolies. So there was two of us were underage and the other two were 18 and they were the two that had a big fight.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm going to say it was just the alcohol.
So they had a fight and then it just broke the group apart.
Yeah.
It was kind of like you didn't stay friends with any of them. It was just that was it.
Well, I'm the one who kind of stayed friends with all of them.
Yeah.
So like they just all stopped talking, but I could still chat to all of them here and there. But I'm not close to any of them anymore.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what happens when you like grow older. You kind of just like you either slowly drift apart from people or something massive happens that like breaks you apart. And for me, that group of girls from school that I was really, really close with, the thing that broke us apart was me doing OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah. So they were like super judgmental. They were quite conservative, I feel. Like yeah. I went to all girls private Catholic school.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually went to two high schools. So oh, I went really? To a public school first.
Yeah.
Year 7 to 10 and then 11 and 12
yeah.
private. Yeah.
And like they're really hectic and I feel like girls are really bitchy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were just like super judgmental. And when I started the OnlyFans, they basically were like, you're crazy. I can't believe you're doing this. You haven't thought this through. Like you've lost your mind and just lost their mind at me. And that was just like the last straw for me because yeah. there were already things that were happening where they were like judging me and they were putting me down. And like, I felt like I was anxious every time I hung out with yeah. them. And there was this one girl in particular who was like my best friend. And she would just like put me down. We were out in a group of people. She would like pick on me and like I'd be the butt of the joke always. And just like it was always to make herself look and feel better, I think.
Yeah.
But I was super insecure. So like I would take it to heart and I would always go home crying. And it was just a really toxic friendship.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Did you have a friend like that?
I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've lost anyone so much because of OnlyFans. I definitely think from both of my high schools, as far as I'm aware, I'm the only girl doing something like this
yeah.
from both schools. But the biggest thing for me where I lost a lot of people was moving from Sydney to Newcastle.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to keep those friendships. Like I had a best friend from when I was 5.
Yeah.
And we sort of lost touch when I moved away to the private school and then we rekindled once we finished school and we were inseparable.
Right.
And then I moved away and yeah, we just fell out of touch and I was making new friends and making a whole new life and she was still doing, I guess, what she was doing before I left. Okay. And I think she was sad to see me move on.
Yeah.
Although I still to this day still love her so, so much.
Yeah.
Like I reached out to her and was like, I really hope that we can come back together. Of course you're gonna get hurt seeing me change up my whole life
yeah.
and you feel like you're not a part of it. But I think the most toxic thing was just that lack of communication.
Yeah, 100%.
I think people think they can't be open with their best friends.
No, and yeah, I'm like a huge advocate for that. Like as of recent years, I always say to my best friends, like, if I ever do anything that upsets you, like tell me, let's talk about it. Because, and when they've done things to upset me, I always talk to them about it because I just think that's a healthy friendship.
Yeah.
You should be able to be open about your feelings with each other because if they're your real friend, they'll, you know, listen to you and change those things or try and help you through it or whatever.
Doesn't make it easy, but it always makes you feel better.
Yes. And if they're really your best friend, they will sit there and listen and take it in and maybe even feel bad that they've made you feel that way, which yeah. is what it's always been for me with my friends. But I kind of relate to that from your friend side as well, because I'm sort of at a period in my life right now where all my friends are getting boyfriends. They're all settling down and I'm still the single friend. So like I want to, you know, I'll go down to Melbourne where most of my friends are and I want to hang out with them and they'll be busy with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, don't forget about me. Like, I'm still here. And it's like, yeah. it can be really hard because obviously you get into a relationship, your priorities change and, you know, it's just like kind of, it feels like you're losing friends, but you're not. So yeah. it's, yeah, it is hard.
Like as someone with a partner, the people that I see the most and click with the most are people who are at that same,
yes.
I guess, period of their life as me.
Exactly.
Like I can think of one of my girlfriends in Newcastle. She's got a long-term partner too and it's just easy for us. She's like, okay, I've got 7 a.m. on this day free and that's it. I'm like, okay, I'll make that work for you. But
yeah.
everyone else is, you know, off doing dating or going out partying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah. But it's. I feel like it's interesting for me because I'm done with the partying. So it's like I'm down for like a walk or like to get coffee or something like super chill. Yeah, it's just the best. I love the grandma life. Like
yeah.
that's for me. But yeah, I just think it's hard when you're on a different wavelength to your friends. Like you're in a different point in your life, you know? So I'm like, where's my boyfriend? I want to get on their page.
I actually had a question for you
yeah.
about this because I've sort of always been in relationships and I always put so much into that.
Yeah.
What do you think of friends who do prioritize boys?
I think there's like a fine line. I think when you get into a relationship, your partner should be your priority because – you know, they're your partner.
Yeah.
But I think you shouldn't leave behind your friends because at the end of the day, your friends are forever. You're always going to have your friends and they're the people that have been there for you for the past, you know, 5 years, 10 years, however long. And you should be able to balance relationships and friendships and make them both a priority.
Yeah.
That's my take yeah. on that.
Yeah. I agree. But like I can admit firsthand, it's taken me this long yeah. until this current relationship now to be able to have both.
Yeah.
I think with my exes, it was toxic and they'd be like, oh, don't go out with those friends because they're all single. But now I'm like, no, I can have single friends and I can have friends in relationships because they're my friends and that's it. And I'm still going to come home and hang out with you.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think prioritizing boys is very toxic in your early 20s.
Oh,
you need
to
find the perfect balance.
Yeah, if you should not be cutting off your friends if you get into a relationship. Never, ever do that because, especially in your early 20s. I'm guilty of it
in my early 20s.
The reality is that you'll probably break up with them and then if you've cut off all your friends, who are you going to have?
No one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you now, no one. It's so hard to do that. Like, it's like a walk of shame. Like, hey, I don't have that boyfriend anymore. Do you want to hang out? And your girlfriend's and like.
You're using me right
where
now.
Where have you been?
Yeah, yeah. It's tea time.
This person has written into tea time saying it's a bit more of a rant.
Okay.
And I've already read it and I shouldn't have laughed, but I laughed a little bit. Okay. More of a rant than tea, but my brother has gotten a girl pregnant. He's begged and pleaded for an abortion, but she doesn't want one. He's been crying over it as he's on talking terms with his ex of many years, but she doesn't know yet. And yes, I know it's his own fault he's in this situation, but this girl has been obsessed with him, asking me if she's my favorite in-law and stuff like that.
What?
They were never a couple, and now he's stuck with this baby and baby that he doesn't want. And I feel like she's using this pregnancy to keep him in her life. I'm actually worried about him mentally. Any advice I can give him?
Oh my God.
The girl who is pregnant is crazy.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, it feels
it's a bit
like
harsh, but that's
no. Yeah, it feels like she's trying to trap him,
baby trap.
Yeah, into like lifelong commitment. Like this is it. She's obviously obsessed with him, and she's like, perfect. I'm pregnant. Let's like lock this in forever. That's what it sounds like to me.
You always hear about these stories of baby trapping, but I'm just shocked that this is like real happening right now.
Yeah. I actually haven't heard of that many stories before, so that's really shocked me.
Yeah, I don't know what advice to give the brother.
Because it's, I mean, at the end of the day, it is also like playing devil's advocate here, her body. What are you going to do, like hold a gun to her head and say, get an abortion? You also can't do that in this day and age, you know?
I think that if she wants to keep it for her own personal reasons, she needs to be prepared to raise it entirely on her own.
Yes, 100%. But then that also puts the brother in an awkward position because it's like he has to make the decision, I don't want to be a part of my own child's life. And it's like, I think that's probably the situation that he feels like he's in right now, because if they just get an abortion, then that's it, that's done. But to know you've got a child out there that's yours and that you've made the decision not to be his father or her father, that's a big call.
Yeah, that is a huge call. I think, first of all, he needs to tell the girl he's currently seeing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
For one.
The ex? Is it the ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. So his ex, but he's talking to her again while he's got another girl pregnant.
Oh, she's
who's not
in
the
like
picture.
That. Yeah.
This is just too confusing.
Oh,
he needs
God.
To tell the girl he actually likes.
Yes.
Because she might be like, that's okay. Like, we're not together. If you want to support this child, like financially or, you know, see it a couple of times, she might be okay with that.
I think because it's an ex-girlfriend, she won't be okay with it. Just speaking from experience, I think if my ex came back and was like, oh, I got the girl pregnant, but I want to be with you.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be with any of my exes anyway. But
I know. Hard to put ourselves in those shoes.
But he needs to tell
the girl. He does. The first thing he needs to do is he needs to tell the girl, because once he gets that sorted, regardless of her reaction, maybe she would be like, okay, let's figure this out together. You know, he doesn't want to keep the baby. Maybe they obviously slept together when they were broken up.
Yeah.
So it's not like he cheated. So I think, talk to the girl, the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend.
I think as well, girls hold this idea of if you're having a baby, you want to have the father in the picture and you want this whole perfect family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe the person who's writing in also, she clearly has contact with the girl who's pregnant.
Yeah.
She needs to say, okay, with my brother, that's not going to be the situation at the moment. Like, you need to be prepared.
Be realistic, because if you are keeping this baby so that he's going to be in your life, you're making the wrong decision, because he's not going to be a part of his life or her life.
Yeah. I think the girl who's having the baby needs to hear that, maybe from the brother and from the sister.
I agree. Yes.
Hard pill to swallow, but.
Very hard pill to swallow.
I can't imagine.
I don't know what I would do if that was me.
This tea time page just.
It is wild though. Like, I love it. It's so good. The stories. I'll get you in there. Don't worry.
Okay. You can add me. You can accept me.
Okay. Okay, guys, so we are joined by our special guest, Pia. Welcome to Double Dose.
Hello.
Hello. So we have some questions for you because we want to get to know you and learn about your story and your experience with OnlyFans. Because, yeah, you're an OnlyFans worker too.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. An industry gal. We love that. So the first question we have for you is, how did you get into OnlyFans and why?
So I was like 19 and I was in a really shitty relationship.
Yeah.
And I had no money. Like, my mum lived overseas. I was by myself and I just needed money to like move the fuck out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, so how, I wouldn't do anything else.
How long ago was that?
So I'm 23 now, so 4 years ago.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Do you love doing OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a good relationship now and I still don't want to stop doing it anyway.
Yeah. Oh my God. Love that.
Yeah. I was about to ask if you have another partner and like how that goes into your relationship now doing OnlyFans.
So he already knew what I was doing before we got together. So he's like really good with it, really comfortable. Like, that was like a big thing for me before getting into a new relationship.
Yeah.
Being with someone who is comfortable in their sexuality.
100%.
Yeah. And accepting of what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't be with someone who wasn't.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And if you were, that would be like toxic.
Yeah.
But it's like hard to find men that are comfortable within themselves, comfortable enough.
He's very comfortable.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. We love that. How does OF affect your relationship, would you say?
I don't think it really like affects our relationship in any negative ways, more so positive.
Yeah.
It's like we get to learn and experience new things like together.
That's cool.
Like, he's always asking about what I'm doing and like all excited to like see what I've done.
Yeah.
And like we've experienced like new kinks and ones we do like and don't like through it.
That's so fun. Yeah. It's a good way of doing it. Cause I feel like in relationships sometimes like you get scared to say, oh, let's try this, let's do that.
Yeah, I'm not scared.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I love that. People should be more like that.
They and all
having,
should.
Having OnlyFans is also like an easy segue to explore your sexuality.
Well, you can learn so much from like subscribers and other creators. 100%.
Yeah,
like there's so many things I'm still learning. I learned some new stuff the other day.
Yeah, about balloon fetishes, like guys like seeing you sit on big balloons and
oh
stuff.
God,
it's called
looning
or something like that. Yeah,
I've seen some girls do that. Some of my best ideas come from subscribers too.
Yeah,
like
we'll
that.
Write it down. I'll be like, oh, that's a new position,
right?
Try that.
Yeah, no, it is good. Did you have any questions you wanted to ask, Pia?
What did you do before OnlyFans?
I was a truck detailer.
Oh. How was that?
It was hard work.
Yeah.
And I was constantly covered in crap when I got home.
Yeah.
And then before that, I used to work at Rebel Sport.
Oh, yeah.
Which was crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not like working on a register.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. We've both worked retail as well.
Yeah, retail can get very, very boring.
Yeah.
Fuck retail.
Fuck retail.
Literally. I want to know what the craziest request you've ever had on your OnlyFans is.
It's probably not necessarily the craziest, but one of the weirdest. He wanted me to wear like dishwashing gloves.
What?
And like,
I haven't heard of that one before.
Like, wanted me to wear dishwashing gloves and then be on all fours and put peculiar things in my rectum.
Like what?
Stuff to do with the bathroom.
Like a soap?
Like a rubber duck.
No. Did you do it?
No.
For anyone listening, that kind of content is actually not allowed on OnlyFans.
Yes, okay. Yeah, disclaimer.
I'm not putting anything in there.
Yeah.
Not happening.
No, that's fair. Very fair.
A rubber duck.
No, that's meant for the bath only.
And stepping on salt and vinegar chips particularly was one.
I just got that request. Really? I just had that
you
the other day.
You told me about that.
Yeah, he wants me to step on chips while I show my belly button.
That sounds so fun.
Oh my God, he must have come from you. Thank you. I'm going to do it.
I don't think I can do it.
Stepping on chips, that's so easy.
Are you naked or are you wearing lingerie?
No, I'm wearing clothes, fully clothed.
But just with your belly button showing.
He's going to tell you to do it clothed?
Yeah.
How good?
Yeah, do I know. I'm like 100%. I'm like, yeah.
He wanted me to do it naked.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
I don't think I want to do that. I don't want that out there on the internet for the scene and come back to you later.
That's so your partner true. Coming home and you're squishing.
I think he'd be very concerned about that one.
Yeah, I think so. Now, the next question I have, I feel like a lot of people with what we do, they get curious about, you know, when we get our periods, like what do we do when we have like a collab on or whatever. I want to know what you do. If you have your period and you've got a collab coming up, what do you do?
I actually have my period at the moment.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Have you done collabs the past couple of days?
I did one yesterday.
With your period?
No, I was starting, so I wasn't fully on it.
Okay.
And I just like took the tampon out, took some photos real quick.
Okay.
But, like, if I'm like really like I need to get into it, I'll like cut the string and.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope for the best.
Yeah.
I hope I can find it later.
Dig in there.
I've had to ask my partner once. for a bit of help.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice that he's...
Yeah, he's really comfortable. Aww. He's seen a little too much. So, like, he can't...
Yeah.
Can't leave me.
Oh.
Those secrets can't get out.
Yeah. Boyfriends of sex work.
Yeah, literally. Literally. I've heard of girls using beauty sponges.
I've heard of that. Yeah. I'm too scared to do that.
I'm scared to do that too.
I feel like that would hurt.
You have to, like, you know, swoosh it in there.
It's a lot.
And you have to go digging for it afterwards.
Swirl around or something. Like, I can't do that.
Would they feel it? Would they, like, be hitting it, you know?
Like, does, like, the sponge go up higher and...
Yeah, does it? Yeah, I don't know. These are all questions I want answered.
I try to, like, bank content if I know when my period's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'll film a bunch, like, the week before and... Hopefully it's enough.
Yeah, that's smart.
So far it's been good.
Have it all scheduled, ready to go.
Yeah. I schedule a lot of my messages because it's too much to do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you found any other barriers, like girly stuff that's made like a barrier for making content with you?
So I have endometriosis.
Okay.
So sometimes when I'm having a flare up, it's really painful and like cannot have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that can really get in the way. And like I just like won't be able to get out of bed. I can't be productive.
Yeah.
And it's not even just when I'm on my period, like I can just get seriously bloated.
So just like off your period in the middle of your cycle out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You get like symptoms of the endo still.
Really bad.
Wow.
And it can be like really annoying. Like even when I'm not filming, just like my personal sex life, like my partner will be ready to go and like, I'll be turned on, but I'm in pain.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to take a hot bath.
Oh no. So what are the symptoms of that for you?
Some of them are a bit gross, but I get like obviously really crampy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get grumpy.
Yeah.
I get shitty,
yeah,
unfortunately, like it's leaked a little bit, sort of like if you look at like a scan it sort of looks like leeches,
really,
for some cases, and it looks like it's leaked onto my bowels a little bit.
Oh shit.
So when I start cramping that tissue that's leaked out is cramping on my bowels. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like disgusting. When you get your period, I mean, like, you know, you need to go to the toilet all the time. It's like period poos or whatever.
And then literally like, I feel like everyone gets that thing.
Yeah,
like I'll get like really bad like pains like up in my side and all up the top, and like I'll be going for a hike sometimes randomly and it'll just flare up
out of nowhere.
So out of absolutely nowhere.
Do you like, have you thought about going to a specialist and getting it sorted? Or
so you can get, that's like a form of keyhole surgery where they like burn the lining of the uterus
I've heard of that but
it comes back.
It does. Yeah,
I had friends of mine who did it and I was considering it and I was like, it's just not worth it.
I actually had it done like I think 2 months ago maybe. But mine was very minor. I think mine was like stage one or something. And it has worked. I'm back on the pill. But I have to stay on the pill and I'll have to get the surgery again in 2 years.
See, I just came off the pill.
I feel like when I came off the pill, that's when I realized that I had endo, because I was like, I couldn't leave bed for 4 days. I was like in so much pain.
And see, the pill really helps with that. But I had to stop taking it because I had health complications.
It's like you can't win as a woman. No, there's always something.
The pill can lead to so many other bad things.
I know. That's why I went off it. And when I realized I had to go back on it, I was devastated because I just don't want to be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on it and I stopped taking it when I was in Thailand earlier this year. It was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped on my birthday two years ago. Yeah. What is with that?
I got my period like 2 weeks early on my birthday and it kept happening where like mid-cycle I'd get my period.
Yeah.
And it was just really painful and frustrating. And my birthday is also Valentine's Day. So I was like ready for birthday.
Today's
and Valentine's Day. Sex got this really nice like place in Thailand. And
Ruined it all.
I sat in the window with the shower crying.
Oh,
and I was like, fuck this pill, I'm not taking it anymore.
Yeah.
And now like as much as like I still get painful periods, they're like regular now.
Yeah.
And I just come like 2 weeks early.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the pill actually made that worse for you.
Like, well, I was on it for 3 years and didn't have problems. And then randomly, like end of last year, started this year, it was just like, nah, we're done working.
I think your body gets used to it.
Yeah.
And it just like your hormones adapt and then you sort of are ready for another pill. So it will give you problems.
Yeah. Well, I found out from my doctor, I was on like one of the strongest ones you can get. And she looked at it and she was like, how long have you been on that for? It's about 3 months. And she was like, that's a 6 month pill. Like, babe, you shouldn't be still on that. And I was like, who the hell put me on that for that long?
It's crazy what doctors like prescribe you and don't ask questions. Like I got put on a pill and then I'd been on that pill for 3 years. And then I went to the doctor for my skin and they put me on an antibiotic. And they didn't tell me that the antibiotic crosses out the effectiveness of the pill. And I was like taking them simultaneously for like 3 years. And I ended up getting pregnant, like, because they didn't tell me. And when I got pregnant, I looked into it, and that's when I realized that the doctor just didn't fail to tell me that,
that was a side effect.
Exactly.
It's horrible.
It's crazy.
It
was doxycycline.
I was on doxycycline as well for a bit. I got really bad rashes.
Oh, really? From doxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was really gross.
Yeah. The things we go through, man.
This is scary.
Yeah, I know.
I told my partner the other day, I was like, I'm sick of being a woman.
I know, it gets a bit like that, especially with endo and stuff. Like that is, people don't, I don't think you realise until you have it, or unless you have it, how horrible it is.
I get really fatigued like all the time. Yes. I'm like nauseous.
It's really hard to like be motivated to do anything or even feel happy. Like it's really, yeah, fucks with you.
I fainted in school in a maths test, yeah.
While you were sitting down?
So I got through the whole test. I was in so much pain. It was a hot day and like you get sweaty.
Yeah.
And I got through the last question and then my head just went bang and I hit the desk. And like this girl had the audacity to accuse me of faking it to get out of the test.
No way.
I got through the whole test. You did the whole thing.
Yeah, you finished it.
And my teacher had to carry me to the office and my mom had to come pick me up. And I was like, I wasn't faking. She's like, just eat some chocolate. And I was like,
oh no.
This is, yeah, something deeper than some chocolate, I
think. No, like this isn't just period pains. Like, yeah. I'm fainting. Like,
yeah.
I used to like sit on the bathroom tiles and like cry until I found like a painkiller that does actually work for me.
Oh, so you found one now?
Naprogesic.
Oh, Naprogesic is the best out of, yeah.
Yeah,
out
I took
of
like
all
a
them.
Bunch this morning. Yeah. I was like, yes, I'm ready to go. It took like an hour
can
to
take
kick
on
in.
The day.
Yeah. But I had to like wait for it to kick in. I was just sitting on the couch like, I want to be productive, but I couldn't until the pain went away.
Mm-hmm.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
It's part of being a woman.
I know. The things we go through.
The joys.
Yeah. Now, I did want to ask you one last question. Mm-hmm. Obviously, given what we do for a living, OnlyFans, we cop a lot of hate for the stuff that we post on the internet. How do you deal with the hate that you receive?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
Some days I'll just sit there and cry. Mm-hmm. And then other days I remember who I am. And it's someone who's like pulled herself up out of nothing.
Yeah.
And made herself into something. Like I was homeless for a while there and now I have like a 4-bedroom house.
Yeah, wow. So that's amazing.
And I was like around toxic people and I now have the best friends and a good partner. Like
it's given you a whole fresh start.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
It changed my life. So like people can hate all they want, but like I know what it did for me. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. I can ignore some of the comments. It's TikTok lately.
Yeah, I know. TikTok's the worst. Yeah. Yeah, people just say whatever comes to their mind.
But it's just like, I feel like no one would say that stuff in person.
No way. No one would ever say anything to you. Because no one ever says anything mean to me in person.
Because you say, they say, oh, what do you do for work? You say OnlyFans. No one's ever said, oh my God, you're a slut. Or like, oh my God.
I had one.
Oh, really?
Where he told me it wasn't a real job.
Oh.
And he was like working at the RSL.
Yeah.
I asked him what his like wage for the year was. And he told me and I kind of just looked and was like, I make that in a month.
I love that.
And this was like years ago. So like I make even more now.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Who's got the job that's not real?
Yeah, literally. Like we pay our taxes. We do everything that everyone else does.
Sometimes work harder.
We work, you know.
I don't stop. My partner calls me a workaholic. 7 days a week.
That's the thing. It's not 9 to 5. We don't clock off at 5 and then chill out and go home and have dinner. No, we're like always on our sites. We're always working.
I'm still on at 11 p.m. at night messaging people back and my partner's asleep beside me like, come to bed.
Literally.
Like, no, like I've got to message these people back.
And we're like, even when I'm dreaming, I'm thinking about work. Like I literally never stops.
it can be overwhelming at times, but it's rewarding.
It's worth it. It's the best job.
But it can be exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every day making content, editing content, responding to like everyone.
Yeah.
All the time and running like that many socials.
Oh my God, the socials is what gets me.
I can't keep up with
them. I know.
Them.
It's impossible. There's not enough time in the day to film the content.
There aren't enough hours in the day. No. God, no.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Pia. We loved having you on our podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Well, did you want to give our listeners your socials, maybe your Instagram so they can go check you out?
So my Instagram is just PRL_Z.
Okay, perfect. Guys, go give her a follow if you want to go give her some support and some love. No hate, please.
Subscribe to the OnlyFans.
Subscribe. Okay, once again, to finish off the podcast, we're going to do You Remember? What do you have for me this week, Taylor?
Okay, mine is again kind of embarrassing and I hope that you have done the same things as what I did.
Okay.
But when I was a kid, maybe from like, I don't know, as soon as we had a computer until like 10, I used to be obsessed with computer games. And you know the little dial-up sound that you would have when you go on the internet and stuff like that?
So good.
So I wrote down all the games that I used to play.
Oh my God, I love this.
Did you play them?
I played a lot of games.
Okay, cool. Yep. I hope we have some similarities.
Yeah.
Okay, I used to go on Stardoll all the time.
Oh my God, I love Stardoll. I swear I was on there for like years after it stopped being a thing.
And you used to try and find celebrities that looked like you, yes, or that you thought looked like you when you're like seven.
Yeah, and they would like upgrade the doll. So they'd be like Hilary Duff 1, Hilary Duff 2.
Yeah. Okay, that was one. And then I played this one. It was called Mixie's Clubhouse.
Oh,
it was some kind of ABC like spin-off a TV show. It was a rabbit that you pretended to be a rabbit and built farms and planted carrots and stuff like that. So I'm so embarrassed. I'm outing myself right now.
How old were you again?
I would have been younger playing that than Stardoll.
Okay, well, that's right. That's no
I remember having this big like beige colored computer and the back was like this one.
Oh my God, literally they were massive.
And then Club Penguin.
Oh my
everyone
God.
Played.
My favorite.
Love Moshi that. Monsters.
No, I never got into that.
Oh, I'm just embarrassing myself even more.
No,
and then another one was called My Scene.
Yes.
Which is like Barbie dolls again.
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
Okay, that's
mine. That was good.
I feel embarrassed now, but no. That's mine. Do you remember?
I love them. That was really good. I feel like a lot of people can relate.
You're dressing up dolls and I'm planting carrots like a rabbit.
I don't know about that one. I am judging you for that one.
I'll show you when we finish.
Okay, we can play.
What's yours?
All right, so I remember at recess when I was in like primary school, you know, there'd be that one person that has like a really good snack box. Like they've just got a really good lunch or recess. The one thing that everyone wanted was Mami noodles. Do you know what Mami noodles are?
I know what they are.
Yeah.
But I was never allowed to eat them.
No, neither. But like we'd go to school and someone would have them and like you'd come to school with your little muesli bar and you'd be like, do you want to trade?
I had a banana and a muesli bar and someone's got these dried noodles.
But like I want to talk about it because why do we think dried noodles, like 2-minute noodles dried in a packet with a bit of seasoning, why did we think that that tasted good?
Was it made to eat that way?
Yes, you weren't meant to cook them. Like you were meant to eat them raw.
Because it's in the chip section, isn't it? It's not in the noodle section.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why we all wanted that.
No, it was like the hype back then. We thought it was the best thing. It was like that and roll-ups, you know?
Yeah, roll-ups.
Yeah.
I used to have no junk food at my mum's and then my dad and my stepmom would like deck out the cupboard with all this junk food.
What was like your number one junk food as a kid?
Probably choc chip cookies, just basic. Cookies and like chicken chips.
Yum.
Yeah, they were my favourites. And then mum was a fruit freak.
Oh, boring.
But yeah, I'd go chalk chip cookie. What about you?
I loved shapes like barbecue, pizza. I used to swap at recess with my best friend. I'd come with my Smith's chips and I'd swap her for her shapes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, I was definitely sweet tooth more than savory.
Yeah. Okay. I've always been
still now.
Girl. Oh, really?
I was looking at Uber Eats here last night and there's this place that does like vegan sundaes and all these cookies. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I haven't ordered yet. Maybe tonight.
Oh my God. Yeah. Tonight. This little treat.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening.
Make sure you go and follow all of our socials. They'll be in the show notes below.
We'll see you next week. Double dice.